This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So if anybody wants to get into business with me, let me know. Yeah, let me know. I see a bunch of people over on the YouTube chat are like, this is a good idea. This is a good idea. I'll manage the money for you. I'll be your business partner. I mean, why not? Why would you? Who would pass up that opportunity? Who would pass up that opportunity? Obviously, if you couldn't tell, I'm joking. I'm joking. This is the best job in the world. I would never trade it for, a fraudulent daycare center in Minneapolis, especially not with sleuths and guys out there like Nick Shirley, 23-year-old independent journalist who blew the lid off of the Somali fraud scandal in Minnesota. And it's more than just it's more than just Minnesota, and it's more than just daycare. There's Maine. There's been reports of fraud in the Somali community in Columbus, Ohio. We'll have a clip a little bit later in the show this morning talking about fraud and potentially EBT fraud in the Somali community in Ohio. And this is not to single out one community or to paint with a broad brush and say anybody who has, Somali ancestry or anybody who comes from Somali ancestry or is of Somali descent is automatically a fraudster or a bad person. You know, I'm not Joe Biden who's going to come out and go, hey, you go to 7-Eleven, you got to have an Indian accent, man. It's not a joke. You were the United States of America, got it. This is not me, going to paint with a broad brush and say anybody from Somalia is a bad person. But it is worth pointing out. What is it they say that the woke right online says? Oh, we're just noticing things. Right? I'm just noticing patterns. Okay? And there is a disturbing pattern in what we now know of, I think, three states, Minnesota, Ohio, and Maine. And a lot of people are saying, oh, you think that's bad? Wait till you look at New York. Oh, you think that's bad? Wait till you look at California. Oh, you think that's bad? Wait till you look at name other blue state here or blue city here. The Somali daycare scandal that was, I mean, absolutely hundreds of millions of views on X from independent journalist, 23-year-old Nick Shirley. What a job done by both he and other residents of Minnesota who got him this information. What a job done. That is what journalism looks like. That is what the media should be doing. But instead, I want you to think about this instead. Instead of covering the fact that, by the way, all of us are affected, whether you're blue, whether you're red, whether you're liberal, whether you're conservative, whether you're up, whether you're down, if you are a taxpayer, not just in the state of Minnesota, if you are a federal taxpayer, you are impacted by this. Your money was stolen. You may go, well, it's only a fraction of my, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If only a fraction of your income, and I think we talked about this and I used this line of thinking back during the Doge days, right? Where I think it was Margaret Brennan who was like, well, it's only a fraction of the budget. It's only 1% of the budget that goes toward foreign aid or whatever program that, you know, they were talking about, USAID, whatever program they were talking about. And it's like, okay, well, why don't you give me 1% of your income then? Just send it straight to me. If it is okay to just squander and surrender and light on fire 1% of any given amount of money because, oh, it's just 1%. Then why don't Margaret Brennan, why don't all these, you know, these folks, why doesn't the federal government send me 1% of your tax total, what you take in from taxes, your tax revenue, send me 1%. If we could just send 1% out to name cause here and if it's fraud, who cares? It's just 1%. Send it to me. I'll gladly take it. I'll gladly take it. Yes, you are being stolen from. If you are a federal taxpayer, you are impacted by this. Even if it's $50 at the end of the day that it comes out, okay, well, every American taxpayer in bracket X is, you know, $50. Are you okay with $50 being stolen? If you ordered something on Amazon for $50 and you never got it, would you demand a refund? I would. This makes sense? If you're a federal taxpayer, you are impacted by this. This does not discriminate color of your skin, political leaning, what state you live in. This does not discriminate. This impacts all of us. All of us. And whether it's a Somali daycare center, or we find out tomorrow that it's a Russian daycare center in some place, or we find out that it's Latino, or we find out that it's white, you know, Americans, it doesn't matter. Fraud is bad across the board, and we should be trying to root it out. And instead of doing that, you've got what? You got the mainstream media completely silent. Completely silent. Yet there's this 23-year-old live streamer, YouTuber, independent journalist Nick Shirley, working with residents in Minnesota, doing the heavy lifting himself. One kid, I say kid, he's 23, he's an adult. One man, one camera, out on the street, going into these places and just blowing the lid off of this entire scandal. And again, as I said, it's our money that is being stolen and sent to fraudulent operations, whether it's daycare, whether it's autism research, whether it's a food, you know, Feeding the Future charity. Not a single person was fed except, of course, you know, the higher ups in those charities. They got plenty of money. No oversight. That's why I'm opening a Somali daycare center. I'm going to open one up tomorrow. If fraud is okay, I might as well get in on the, you know, get in while the getting's good. If nobody's going to be held accountable, I'm going to open up, you know, Caring for the Children LLC in Minnesota. I mean, look, the example might be set that nothing's going to happen to those people. Why wouldn't I try? Why wouldn't I try? Where is Congress? You know what's interesting? What we're going to see from this from our elected officials, we're going to see finger wagging, right? This is unacceptable. The American people should not see that their money is being, they don't want us to see it, but the American people should not be stolen from. We will put an end to this. So we write a strongly worded letter with a few how dare yous, maybe an exclamation point or two, couple of, words in all caps, maybe a little bold and italics. Ooh, scary letter. Where is Congress? You know, I'm sure we're going to get the theater this week. Because think about it. Who is paying attention to politics this week? I know that the fraud scandal exploded on the internet and it got out and a lot of people are paying attention. But you know how this goes, right? With our attention span. We're past Christmas, but we still have one of my favorite men in radio says, Andrew Wilkow, the eggnog brain fog is still in full effect right now. You're going to see this week some theater, some performances, some strongly worded letters, some big, bold speeches, some hits on Fox News, because it's the holiday season. People are checked out until we get past, New Year's Day. And then they start to come back in. By then, you may see a little bit of chatter here or there. But what do I think is going to happen? Look, the FBI is referring these fraudsters, potential fraudsters, alleged fraudsters, for denaturalization and deportation. But can they? Can these people be denaturalized and deported? Well, we're going to go through that process with you as well. But I want you to chew on this. When Rob Reiner was murdered, allegedly by his son, and his wife was murdered, allegedly by their son. And Donald Trump sent out that, the post on Truth Social about Rob Reiner, and everyone clutched their pearls, and, oh, this is below the office of the president, and, oh, it's classless, and, oh, it's not in good taste, and, oh, you guys didn't like when the left said this about Charlie Kirk, even though Donald Trump did not celebrate Rob Reiner's death. But was it in good taste? Was it something that I would have sent? No. But think about the mainstream media. Some of them are still hyperventilating over that post. They spent days hyperventilating over the Rob Reiner post. The mean tweet, right? It's 2025. We're still talking about mean tweets. Days they spent on that. Days. Not a minute collectively. Not a minute collectively on the Somali fraud, the daycare fraud, the healthcare fraud, the charity fraud in Minnesota, potentially in Maine, and potentially in Ohio, specifically Columbus. Nothing. It's like it never happened. It's like it never happened. 1984, ring a bell? Oceania is at war with East Asia. Oceania has always been at war with East Asia. Right down the memory hole. They're not touching this story with a 10-foot pole. Think of that. What's more important? A mean post about Rob Reiner? A distasteful post about Rob Reiner? A poorly timed post about Rob Reiner? Or the fact that what looks like billions with a B are being stolen, looted from the American taxpayer, funneled into businesses that are not operating legitimately. At least that's what it looks like. Funneled into businesses that are not operating legitimately, that money being sent back to Somalia, potentially into the hands of terrorists like Al-Shabaab? No. I would say that's a little more important than a questionable post about Rob Reiner. But the media doesn't see it that way. And so we're going to be doing that this morning. Look, if we, the people, are to have faith in our system, we need oversight and we need accountability. Because I don't know a single American who looks at this story and goes, they stole $9 billion of our taxes, allegedly, of course. Yeah, I love paying taxes, even though it goes to these people who shouldn't be getting my money. I'm not encouraging law breaking. By all means, pay your taxes. But man, does this have you fed up or what? Even worse, I fear that we're not going to see real accountability for this. That's what I fear. Hope I'm wrong. Number to call, 855-839-1210 this morning. We're here till 10 o'clock a.m., where we will hand it off to the great Kathy Barnett, filling in for Dawn Stensland on The Dawn Show. Sean Farish filling in with you here on 1210 WPHT. We'll have a whole morning full of stories like this. Somali fraud, Karen Bass, we got stuff from her. Denaturalization and deportation, what is the process? Major changes being made to the H-1B visa system. How is that impacting people overseas? We got all that. We're going to have a great time this morning. So stick with it. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, Sean Farish filling in. We will be right back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Final Monday of 2025. Sean Farish filling in for Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Taking you all the way to 10 a.m. Handing it off to the great Kathy Barnett, a rock star in her own right, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, where she is filling in for Dawn Stensland on The Dawn Show. Somali daycare fraud. Think about it. I'm thinking this is a great career opportunity for anybody. I hear these commercials. If you are looking for a job, you know, trucking or IT or all this, and no, Somali daycare. It's so easy. You know, they tell you to build wealth in the stock market, precious metals, cryptocurrencies. You know, you could buy real estate, land, all of this. No, no, just open it. So get an LLC. It takes 5 minutes. You could do it on LegalZoom. You know, Somali Daycare Champions LLC. And there you go. You're going to walk away with millions of dollars and probably no consequences. Probably no consequences. You know, unless there are consequences, nothing is going to change. I like to make this example, right? Any dog owners out there, pet owners, your dog goes to the bathroom on your rug, you know, not supposed to do that. Fido, you're not supposed to do that. Stop it. That's a bad boy. Very bad boy. You're not supposed to do that. But if you give Fido a treat for soiling your rug, Fido's going to keep soiling your rug, isn't he? Worse, if there's no consequences, Fido's going to think it's okay to soil the rug because, you know, there was no negative repercussions of doing so. Now, I mean, I'm going to be realistic here. Obviously, this whole scandal exploded and there's, you know, it's going to take time to indict and arrest and all this. But why do I have this pit in my stomach? Why do I have this pit in my stomach that nothing is going to be done? Why? Why am I sitting here 6:23 a.m. Monday, December 29th, 2025 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT? Why am I sitting here? And why am I nearly certain that there's not going to be accountability for this? Why? You know, we were told Donald Trump's tax returns, there's illegalities there, the Stormy Daniels payment, all of the, you know, they want to say that he, you know, incited an insurrection on January 6th and classified documents and whatever the hell the case was down in Georgia. They want to say all these things about Donald Trump. We have, I mean, again, this has not been tried yet in the court of law, but my goodness, when you've got a guy like Nick Shirley walking into a daycare center saying, where are the kids? And they're like, well, we don't have to answer to you. Okay. Okay. All of the Democrats who, you know, shouted from the rooftops in lockstep, made stupid little videos, you know, during 2021 and 2025 about Donald Trump. Nobody's above the law. Where are they? Where are you guys at? Letitia James, Sasquatch, where you at? Right? Where about Nancy Pelosi. You know, nobody's above the law. Donald Trump is a fascist. He's a nasty guy. And nobody's above the law. And so the justice system is going to hold Donald Trump properly accountable. How's my Nancy? You like my Nancy? I think my Nancy's pretty good. Where's Bernie Sanders? No. Healthcare is a human right. Oh, yeah, Bernie, it's a human right. Oh, no. Is it a human right to pillage the U.S. taxpayer? $9 billion? Supposed to be going to autism research and going to feed people and going to actual businesses that are there to you know, to watch children during the day, daycare. Is that okay? No. I don't support fraud. No. Okay? Because the Democrats don't seem to give a sugar honey iced tea about anything that's going on in Minnesota. Nothing. The lid was blown off of this scandal over the weekend by independent journalist Nick Shirley. Look, this was not just him, okay? But he was the one who really got this thing out, got this story out there for all of us to be aware of. And look, at the top of Minnesota's government, right? At the top of Minnesota's government, the chief executive of the state government of Minnesota is Tampon Tim Walz. And he is coming under immense fire for what was uncovered in Minnesota. There was a clip posted on social media. Now, Nick Shirley's video is about 42 minutes long, which obviously we can't play the whole thing on its entirety or in its entirety. But I have got a clip for you from that video. And I'm just going to tell you that, like, if we have like a one of them air raid sirens, you know, this is a Karen alert, Karen alert, incoming Karen activity. You know, Philly would know a bit thing or two about the Karen activity, like that fan, you know, who stole the ball from the baseball, you know, the kid on his birthday. She was like, that's my baseball. We got a Karen alert coming up here. We all know somebody like this. We all know somebody. Unfortunately, we don't want to admit it, but we all know somebody like this. You know, the meme back in the day where it was like, you never want to be, quote unquote, that guy. You don't want to be this person. And this is what I mean by, and this is just stupid behavior, because when we play this clip, this, the woman in this clip is angry with Nick Shirley for reporting on things that are, again, not, they don't, these things don't discriminate. The Somalis don't care where the fraud comes from. They don't care where the money comes from. They don't care if it comes from white people, black people, brown people, Indian people, Hispanic people, Asian people, or people from another planet. They just care that that money's coming in, these fraudsters, that the money's coming in and they're making off with it. They're making, and they're taking it to the bank. They're laughing all the way to the bank. They don't care where it comes from. It doesn't discriminate. They're not like, yeah, take white dollars only. They just want dollars, period. You know, when somebody robs a bank, they're not like, put the money in the bag. But if it comes from somebody who owns the bank account who's black, don't put the money in it. They want the money. They don't care who it comes from. We all know somebody like this. This woman in this clip, it's unbelievable how emotionally and mentally disturbed this person is. Facts don't matter. Reality doesn't matter. We all have bumped into. We all know somebody like this. We've all met somebody like this. This is your typical, as Senator John Kennedy would say, goat's milk, latte drinking, avocado toast eating, high IQ stupid people. This is one of those quote unquote high IQ stupid people. And I don't think she actually has a high IQ. But I want to roll this clip out of Minnesota. There's a woman in this clip, and this is where Nick Shirley discovers the quality, leering center. So if you want to watch this, it's at youtube.com/1210WPHD. If not, you'll hear the narration. But listen to the Karen in the background. Karen alert, put on your helmets, dive into under the couch, because there's an incoming Karen. Let's roll this clip, the quality leering center in Minnesota.
This quality leering center. I meant to say quality learning center.
Don't open up!
They said, they spelt learning wrong.
Don't open up!
How do you have ice here, ma'am? I'm literally a YouTuber.
Don't open up!
Ma'am, what do you think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
Don't open up! We have ice!
Ma'am, what do you think about this place being licensed for 99 children?
Don't open up!
And getting $4 million
don't
over the...
Don't open up! It's ice!
$4 million in the last 2 years?
Go away!
What do you think about that? Are you in
Go
favor?
Away.
Are you in favor of that?
Go away!
You know
you're
they...
not welcome here. Are you, shame on you!
Are you in favor of $1.9 million going illegally, fraudulently to this business that has quality learning center but can't even spell learning right on the door?
Don't open up!
Ma'am, we are not ICE.
I don't care who you are, you don't belong here.
I belong here just like you belong here.
Don't open up! It's ICE!
You do realize that there's supposed to be 99 children in here at this building, but there's no one here. This is a child daycare center.
This is 99 children. Paid $1.9 million this year in CCAP funding. Do you know where the children are? Were they kidnapped? Did they run away? Where are the children? This is state of Minnesota. Right here.
And who are you?
My name's Nick Shirley, ma'am.
And who are you with?
Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley on YouTube.
Yeah, so who are you with here?
Oh, he's just been doing some research investigating the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm with Nick Shirley.
This lady, she's just calling us ICE. We're just trying to...
I mean, what if... Creative answers only in the YouTube chat. And obviously, I'm not going to be able to read all of them on the radio because some of them may be too creative for the FCC's liking. But what on earth is wrong? Don't open up! Don't. She sounded like a parrot. Rah! Shiver me timbers. Don't open up. Ice outside. I don't know how he kept this cool, Nick Shirley, because I would have lost it on that lady. There is something about that type of latte liberal, right, that just drives me crazy. There is nothing. You could have shown that woman that the people in that building stole millions of dollars directly from her and only her, and she still would have been behaved the same way. Don't open up! Ah! Shiver me timbers! Ice outside! Don't open a door! Don't we all know somebody like that? Is she not one of the most insufferable people in the world? You know, this is your typical HOA Karen where it's like, blade of grass out of place, fine. This fraud does not discriminate. They don't, you know, the money that has been stolen from the American taxpayer, from the Minnesota taxpayer, they're not saying where to steal from. It's just coming out of a fund. $1.9 million are supposed to be 99 children in that building. They're not there. And this woman is like, okay, well. And then she has the nerve. By the way, she has the nerve to tell Nick Shirley and the gentleman that he's with that they don't belong there. But the Somali, the fraudulent daycare center, that they belong there? Did you find that funny? So U.S. citizen Nick Shirley and whomever his assistant was in that clip, they don't belong there. Who are you with? Shiver me timbers. Who are you with? They ask him. And he's like, I'm with myself. I'm Nick Shirley on YouTube. She's accusing them of being ICE. I'm sorry. Wait, I thought the ICE agents were wearing the masks and everything. These guys had their faces showing. She seems totally disinterested in the fact that $1.9 million went to this facility and there are no children in the facility. I mean, am I missing something here? Am I missing something here? But we all know this is, you see, this is the problem with radical leftists like that lady. There is nothing. There is nothing that would have changed her mind. Nothing. You could have showed her direct proof, ma'am. They stole the money from you. She'd be like, good. I don't want the money. Okay. But if you're going to be handing out money, you know, I mean, you don't want it. You don't want a piece of your income. You send it right out. Your boy could always use a little bit, right? Your boy could always use a little bit extra. I know a guy in Tennessee. You know, you can send him under the table, right? It's fine. It's all good. I'm only kidding. Of course, but only halfway joking. Now, these are women where, like, and this is not just women, but these are liberals where, like, and this is why I made, you know, these videos back over the summer, right? Donald Trump endorsing oxygen. They're like, oh, that's a stupid thing. But this is how dead set against Trump, conservatives, MAGA, the Republican agenda, whatever you want to say. These people will see Republicans, right-wingers, independent journalists, etc., exposing fraud and be like, okay, because they're exposing it and they don't like it, I do like it, right? And we went through this last week, right, where I said one of my favorite movies is Pirates of the Caribbean, and there's that scene where they're in the first movie where they're, you know, rowing their boats right around the cave and they ask, you know, how come we're not doing what Captain Sparrow said? And he says it's because it was Captain Sparrow who said it. In other words, we disregard whether something is true or false, and we look at the person who is saying the thing, and if we don't like the person and we don't trust the person, we automatically think everything that they say is wrong. You know how I feel about people like Candace Owens, right? I'm not a big fan. I think she's off on a whole lot of things. But if Candace Owens came out on her podcast today and said, water is wet, I wouldn't be like, well, that changes my opinion on water now because the person who said it is an idiot. You know, there comes a point where, like, there are objective truths that are free of bias, just objective truths. Up is up, down is down, water is wet. you know, things of that nature. Where even if it's somebody I disagree with, if they're saying something that I know is objectively true, I say, okay, well, blind squirrel. That it's if it's objectively true, it's objectively true, and there's no argument here for me. But a woman like that who you heard, I mean, she was crowing. She was screeching. There is nothing that would have changed that person's mind. Nothing. And this is, you know, she has a confirmation bias. Oh, you don't know there's fraud. Oh, you're just, you know, what's next with her? You're targeting them because they're brown people. Oh, you must be racist. I don't care about race. I care that people are getting millions of dollars fraudulently. At least that's the way it looks. I don't care what race you are. If you're stealing $2 million from the taxpayer, I have a problem with you. It's not about the fact that they're Somali. If they were from Texas, I'd have the same issue. If there were a bunch of native-born Americans, white people, stealing millions of dollars here in the state of Tennessee, I wouldn't care that they're white. I also, if they're MAGA hat wearing, gun toting, Trump supporting patriots, but they're stealing money from the taxpayer, I'd have a problem with them too. Because stealing is bad. It's not bad when it's people that we don't like. It's bad all the time. But man, was that woman insufferable or what? And there's nothing that will change these people's minds. That's the biggest problem. You know, I spend a lot of time on social media, probably more time than I want to spend. Maybe that'll change soon. Maybe it won't. But I, you know, getting into arguments online with people on the left. Now it's really a lot of these, what I call the woke right, whose mind is made up about everything, right? We had that caller last week called in and said, anti-Semitism is justified. He said that live on the radio. I cannot believe you would put your name, go on live on the radio, public radio, publicly available radio. We're not NPR, right? But and say something like that. There's nothing that will change these people's minds. I mean, you know, you had Tucker Carlson over the weekend saying stuff like, I don't know anybody who's been, I don't know anybody who's lost their life to radical Islam. They're not the problem. Yeah, saying things like that. And it's like, do you understand that that's kind of that might be an issue? Like, you know, maybe, four or five weeks ago, a National Guard member, Sarah Beckstrom, was killed by a radical Islamist jihadi in Washington, D.C. You don't know anybody. Maybe he meant he doesn't know them personally, but to say it like that means like it's, oh, no, it's not happening. Islam's not a problem. And then I have these people saying, well, Islam is a creation of Israel. It's Israel's fault. So it's always Israel. So no matter what happens, it's Israel's fault. No matter what happens, it's the Jews. Or no matter what happens, you will find a way to cushion and reinforce your confirmation bias. That's my point. So whether it's that woman in the video or it's these closed-minded people who are online, and no matter what happens to them, any inconvenience, something's out of stock, it's the Jews. Stub your toe, it's the Jews. Step on a Lego, Jews planted the Lego. If it rains, they're controlling the weather. If it's too hot, they got the space lasers. I mean, seriously. So no matter, and it's like the same thing with it. No matter what happens, everything is Trump's fault. People like that, they're just, it's insufferable. And just listening to it, look, I give credit to Nick Shirley. I don't know how he kept this cool, because I would have lost it on that woman. I would have screamed at her. And for the sake of his content, he didn't scream at her. But holy moly, the point of the matter here is that, ironically, that woman is probably a taxpayer in the state of Minnesota. That woman is probably a victim of that fraud, and she doesn't care. And she doesn't care. We all know somebody like that, and boy, are they the worst people ever. All right, when we come back, the FBI is looking into referring these fraudsters for denaturalization and deportation, but is it that simple? What is the process? This is very important information to know so that we have realistic expectations of where this stuff can go. We'll have that a little bit more when we come back here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Sean Farish filling in all the way up until 10 o'clock in the morning, where we hand it off to the great Kathy Barnett, filling in for Dawn Stensland. Sean Farish filling in right here for Kale and Company. We'll be back with more to wrap up Hour 1 after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Monday morning, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, the final Monday of 2025. A victory Monday if you are a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles. Another loss Monday if you are a fan of the New York Jets like myself and my brother in suffering, Phil Omquist. Although I guess I can speak for myself. I was happy that they lost yesterday for the sake of the draft, so we can ruin another quarterback coming out of college with a nice, bright future. That is until he goes to another team and lights it up, you know, like Darnold is doing, although I don't necessarily miss him. Seeing ghosts. I'm seeing ghosts. I see ghosts every day, I think. That's how traumatizing being a Jets fan is. But happy Monday to you, 6:45 right now, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. For those of you who don't know, no, it's not Kale and Company. It's Sean Farish filling in with you until 10 o'clock this morning, where we hand it off to the great Kathy Barnett. Number to join in, got the Somali fraud case that's gone absolutely bonkers in the state of Minnesota. Number to call, 855-839-1210. I want to hear from you. I'd love to have these conversations, whether you agree, whether you disagree. 855-839-1210. The FBI is looking into denaturalizing and deporting these Somali fraudsters who are connected to or involved with the massive fraud case, the massive fraud scandal that has exploded in the state of Minnesota. And this is the story. This is the big one. Nick Shirley, obviously, the independent journalist whose video has received over 100 million views now on the X platform, blowing the lid off of this scandal. But FBI Director Kash Patel is confirming now that the Somali fraudsters are being referred for denaturalization and deportation. Now, here's what happens, unfortunately, and this is okay, whatever. This is the internet, and this is how it works, okay? Big headline, right? Denaturalization and deportation. Sounds cool, right? Oh, you're going to take away their citizenship and send them out of the country, right? Great. Wonderful. It's not that simple. It's not that simple. We're going to get into how that works in just a second, but 30,000 feet here, 30,000 foot view of this angle on this story. FBI Director Kash Patel dropped what's being called a major bombshell at the massive Minnesota fraud scandal yesterday. Revealed that the FBI is pushing for the denaturalization and deportation of many involved in the $250 million scheme that ripped off taxpayer dollars meant for hungry kids during COVID. Kash Patel says that it's just the tip of a very large iceberg, with investigations ramping up to expose even more corruption in federal programs. In a lengthy statement posted to X in response to the massively viral video uncovering Somali scams by independent journalist Nick Shirley, Patel detailed the takedown of a $250 million scheme centered around the Feeding Our Future networks. This is not the same fraud that was uncovered by Nick Shirley, but this is in response to it. It's very much related to it. The organization Feeding Our Future, which was supposed to distribute federal food aid to children in need, instead became a hub for sham vendors, shell companies, and large-scale money laundering. The FBI says it is aware of recent social media reports in Minnesota. However, even before the public conversation escalated online, the FBI had surged personnel and investigative resources to Minnesota to dismantle large-scale fraud schemes. To date, the FBI dismantled a $250 million fraud scheme that stole federal food aid meant for vulnerable children during COVID. The investigation exposed sham vendors, shell companies, and large-scale money laundering tied to the Feeding Our Future network. The case led to 78 indictments and 57 convictions. Defendants included Abdi Wahab Ahmed Muhammad, Ahmed Ali, Hussein Farah, Abdullahi Nur Jizau, Asha Farhan Hassan, Ousman Kamara, and Abdi Rashid Bixidul. And I know I didn't get all those names right. Each charged for roles ranging from wire fraud to money laundering and conspiracy. The criminals didn't just engage in historic fraud, but tried to subvert justice as well. Abdi Majid Muhammad Noor and others were charged for attempting to bribe a juror with $120,000 in cash. I wonder where they got that money. Where'd they get that money from? Huh? $120,000 in cash. You know, they must be doing pretty well in Somalia. Those responsible pleaded guilty and were sentenced, including a 10-year prison term and nearly $48 million in restitution in related cases. The FBI believes that this is just the tip of a very large iceberg. Many are being referred to immigration officials for possible further denaturalization and deportation proceedings where eligible, which comes down to this very important, and this is going to be the informational portion of this, right? So you're going to see this. I'm going to tell you what you're going to see today, because this is what happens all the time. Okay? You're going to see people screaming for denaturalization and deportation all day long and tomorrow as well. And then when it doesn't happen, they're going to be very upset that that didn't happen. I'm here to tell you, and one of my mantras that I do on my show on LFA TV, rumble.com/LFA TV, and we're on from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern. So today, tomorrow, Wednesday, 5 straight hours. It is a marathon. It goes by like this. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. But I say this all the time on my show. I am not always going to tell you what you want to hear. Okay? That is not my job. That is not my duty. That is not my responsibility. You want somebody that's going to tell you what you want to hear? There are other shows for that. That's not what's going to come from me, okay? I may say what you want to hear a lot of the time, but that is not my pledge. My pledge to the listener, to the viewer is listen to me. I'm always going to say what you want to hear. No. But I am always going to at least try to tell you what I believe to be the truth. And what I believe to be the truth in this situation is not what you want to hear. But I don't think a lot of these Somalis who are involved in this fraud will be eligible for denaturalization and deportation. What is denaturalization? It's the act of stripping citizenship from somebody who is an American citizen. It is a separate legal process, not automatic, and does not happen just because somebody is accused for a crime. The U.S. government can seek to revoke somebody's naturalized citizenship only if the citizenship itself was obtained unlawfully. Now, I know we're going to get the whatabouts, but what about this? What about this? What about they came here illegitimately? Listen, if that's true, then some of these folks may be eligible for denaturalization. However, if, and I am not saying this is the case for 100% of them, please don't get it twisted. But if these Somalis came here, quote unquote, the right way, and we could argue about the intricacies, and we could argue about should they have come here, and we could argue about refugees and temporary protective status, which is totally different than being a citizen, by the way. But if it is found that no laws were broken by, let's say, one of the Somali fraudsters involved with the quality, what's supposed to be learning center, quality learning center, right, in Minnesota. If they came here and did not break any laws while coming here and cannot be proven that they broke any laws while coming here, there is a 99.9% chance that they will not be denaturalized. Because unless they obtained their citizenship illegally and it can be proven. You see, there's a difference between having a very strong opinion about something and then being able to prove that something in front of a judge, in front of a jury, in a court of law. That's how you denaturalize somebody. It's different than the revocation of temporary protected status, which we'll get to in a second. But I'm going to say a very large number of these quote-unquote fraudsters are probably not going to even be eligible for denaturalization, which means they're probably not going to be eligible for deportation. That doesn't mean that they're above the law. That doesn't mean they can't be convicted of fraud. That doesn't mean they can't be imprisoned here in the United States. But I'm telling you what you're going to see online because I've seen it. It happened. Do you remember back over the summer when the redistricting battle was happening in Texas and the Democrats fled the state and there were quote unquote arrest warrants out for the Democrats and all that happened online was, why aren't these Democrats being arrested? Why aren't they dragging them back to Texas in handcuffs? Because how are you going to serve? And these were because they were civil arrest warrants. They were not criminal arrest warrants. They were civil arrest warrants issued by the Speaker of the House, enforceable by the Sergeant at Arms of the Texas State House. What are you going to walk into Illinois and say on behalf, you know, I'm Texas civil law enforcement operating in another state? No, but there was everyone. Well, if there's arrest warrants, how come the Democrats haven't been arrested? Because they weren't criminal arrest warrants. You're going to see this happening all day. I'm telling you, you're going to see it. People saying denaturalize and deport, denaturalize and deport. You can do that if it can be proven that whoever came into this country and got citizenship did so unlawfully. But if you can't prove that these people did that unlawfully, they cannot be denaturalized. They cannot be deported. Okay? Very important to remain realistic here. Again, that does not mean they're above the law. That does not mean they're above the law. That does not mean we don't press charges here and go after them under our legal system and put them in jail. All it means is this, and I'm going to say it, pipe dream. We're chewing on a bunch of red meat about denaturalizing and deporting people. It's very difficult to do. And so I just want you to keep realistic expectations. In order to revoke somebody's naturalized citizenship, it has to be proven that it was obtained unlawfully. Typical legal grounds include fraud or willful misrepresentation during the naturalization process. For example, lying about your identity, lying about your criminal history, lying about your eligibility, concealing material facts that would have made somebody ineligible for citizenship, other limited statutory grounds like membership in hostile organizations if that's undisclosed. But just committing a crime after becoming a citizen does not by itself allow denaturalization. The government must show that the crime indicates the citizenship was illegally obtained. If there's a paper trail, if there's conclusive evidence that the citizenship of some of these Somalis, if there's proof that their citizenship was illegally obtained, then they can be denaturalized. Then they can be deported. These cases are typically handled in federal civil court under 8 U.S. Code 1451. And the steps are usually you have an investigation, you have a petition file in federal court, then you've got court proceedings. The burden of proof is on the government. The government must prove its case by clear, convincing, and unequivocal evidence. And a judge is the only one who can issue an order revoking citizenship. If the court rules in favor of the government and citizenship is revoked, that person becomes a non-citizen, again, typically reverting to whatever prior immigration status they had, whether it's a lawful permanent resident, if they had a prior immigration status. People are not deportable while still citizens. That protection only exists after denaturalization. Now, if citizenship can be revoked and is legally revoked, immigration court, DHS, can place the now non-citizen, the denaturalized citizen, into removal proceedings in immigration court, and they can be deported. I just want you to have realistic expectations about this denaturalize and deport thing, because these are big, big, big phrases. It's a lot of red meat. It's everyone getting excited. Oh, we're going to deport a bunch of Somalis. Ah. Now, if they're not citizens and they're committing crimes here in the United States, totally different story. But if some of these people have U.S. citizenship, it's going to be very hard to denaturalize and deport them if you can't prove that they obtained the citizenship illegally. So I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news. I know I started the morning off saying we need consequences. We need action to be taken. We need something substantial to set the example. This is not okay. I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news and say we can't do anything. I'm just saying some of the things that we think we can do, we need to learn about, because it's not as easy as waving a magic wand and saying you are no longer a citizen and you are now deported. Okay, there's a very high burden of proof that needs to be met by the government. So chew on that as we go to break, as we wrap up hour one. We're back with hour two here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. We'll talk a little bit more about denaturalization versus revoking temporary protected status. A little bit more also about the Somali fraud case. Ilhan Omar might be implicated. So we have all that and more here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. We're back with the beginning of hour two right after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.